non-rock a boatus must stop. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to sink it.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Brett, delusional
is okay in your worldview. I'm an animal. You don't chastise chickens for being delusional. You don't chastise pigs for being delusional. So you calling me delusional using your worldview is perfectly okay. It doesn't really hurt.
She hung up on me.
Yes!
What?
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 Desperate times call for faithful men and not for careful men. The careful men come later and write the biographies of the faithful men, lauding them for their courage.
Go into all the world and make disciples. Not go into the world and make buddies. Not to make brosives.
Right.
Don't go into the world and make homies.
Right.
Disciples.
I got a bit of a jiggle neck. That's a joke, Pastor.
When we have the real message of truth, we cannot let somebody say they're speaking truth when they're not.
Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Apologia Radio. You can get more at ApologiaStudios.com, ApologiaStudios.com. ApologiaStudios.com is where you guys go to get all of the hundreds of podcast episodes, the terrestrial radio programs. You can also sign up for All Access. And when you sign up for All Access, you partner with us in this ministry to make everything that we do possible, whether it's teaching, whether it's on the street evangelism, anything you see coming, that's happening because we have partners just like you who partner with us in this ministry, make it all possible. And if you're All Access, you will get access to the TV shows, the after shows, Apologia Academy, and you also will get access to something very, very special that we just heard is going to happen. We're not going to fully announce it just yet, but I want to let you guys know. Partnering with us now in ministry, not only do you partner with us and make everything possible as we bring the gospel around the world and provide a defense of the biblical faith and the biblical gospel, but you will also be grandfathered in to what is coming.
It's very special.
Which is very special. It's going to completely transform Apologia All Access. And we're grateful to God. As of right now, it's everything's a go. We're just working out the plans right now, and I just got to tell you, I'm grateful to God that we would be entrusted with something as amazing as this, and I'll leave it at that, just sort of whet your appetites, and it's coming. So sign up today so that you don't have to actually come in when the donation level is going to be a little higher to help cover some of our costs for what we're going to be doing. But that's it, guys. So ApologiaStudios.com. Hey, okay, very important episode. We have to get started today real quick, go fast. Some of you guys see through the title here that we have a very important broadcast today. This is it's a special. Title is Arrested While Singing to God in Public. Arrested While Singing to God in Public. We have a very close relationship with Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
We love Doug, Pastor Doug Wilson, Pastor Toby, the whole crew at Cross Politic. Those are our very close friends. We love them. We're brothers with them. And we are going to be doing a lot of fighting with them and have done fighting with them for the cause of truth. Yesterday, Christ Church was in downtown Moscow, Idaho, and they were part of a very peaceful Christian protest. And what did it consist of? Singing songs to Jesus Christ in downtown Moscow. And our good friend, Gabe Wrench, was arrested alongside, I believe, just two other members of Christ
Church. Yes, and there's a bunch of citations as well.
That's right. Citations were given out as well. And so we have Christians in America today in a very conservative state. Idaho's a conservative state. It's definitely a red state. Arrested for singing songs to Jesus apparently too close to one another is what the case is, I suppose. So we have our good friend Gabe Wrench on with us today. He's going to give us the details, let us know what's going on. I want to encourage everybody who's watching this right now, get to know Cross Politic and get to make sure you share this episode as far and wide as you possibly can. We need to let the world know what's going on. Apparently. If you're not singing songs to Marx and burning down the city, rioting and looting, if you're singing them to Jesus Christ, the King of all the earth, then you're going to get arrested for that, but not for burning down. If they would have just sang songs to Marx and burned some stuff, they would have been just fine.
They would have done it in the name of
Black. Or if they would have yelled, defund the police, or F the police, or something like that.
They would be cool.
It'd been all good. Okay. So, Gabe Wrench, Cross Politic, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. My friend Andrew Clavin this morning texted me and said if you would have shot a cop, everything would have been okay.
I mean, apparently, that is the world that we live in right now. I mean, you can host weddings. You can participate in weddings as the mayor of Moscow with no face mask and no adequate social distancing. You can protest downtown Moscow, the police. You can talk about defunding the police. You can hate on the police and not be arrested, and your day will be smooth. But if you sing songs of Jesus like Christchurch did, you get the risk of arrest.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah, and what's amazing about this whole order, so the mayor signed this resolution basically telling everybody that you have to wear a mask where you can't social distance. And that started back in August. And then they voted on Monday. So this is kind of what kicked off the second round of Psalm Sings for Us. The city council voted on Monday to extend that resolution through January 5th. What? I mean, it's just unbelievable they did that.
Yeah.
And that's just in Moscow, right? That's not in all of Idaho.
That's just in our county.
Your county.
So we live in, just to give you a little geography of Idaho, we're in Latah County. We're in northern Idaho. We're one of only two counties that vote liberal here in the state. And so we have a very, the direction, the way the wind's blowing, everything's liberal. Even some of the people who call themselves conservative in town are actually liberal. And so when they extended the resolution on Monday night, guys, everybody that went to that city council meeting was against the resolution and spoke out against the resolution, except for two people. They had hours of testimony from citizens that were against extending the resolution and only two people for it. And so they aren't listening to the community.
No.
It's very tone deaf. It's unbelievable. They're not representing their community.
Right.
And so when they extended that resolution, our elders on Tuesday said, well, let's do another Psalm thing on Wednesday. So we got organized on Tuesday. It went out on social media. That morning, I emailed Chief Fry. So Chief Fry, he's our police chief here in the Moscow PD, Moscow Police Department. I know him. We've had him on the show. I've met with his office. I have a good relationship with him. He's a Christian man. And I emailed him Tuesday morning when that resolution extended through January 5th, the night before, happened. And I emailed him Tuesday morning and said, don't be a Peter and run away. Be a Daniel in this. And this is your Daniel moment. And sure enough, God gave the opportunity when we did the Psalm thing on Wednesday at 4:45, and it was at our city hall. That's where the Psalm thing was at. So we all walked over to the city hall, and when we did that Psalm thing, he was there and pooched it.
Wow. So they put out those circles, right, when they knew you were coming? Is that how that kind of went down?
Yeah, so the circles were there already before because city council meetings had been so contagious. There's a bunch of people showing up and speaking out against the city council and all this. So they put the circles out already before that. But what they did on Wednesday, they had gotten all the cars out of the parking lot. They'd put up signs to not let any cars come in the parking lot. They're basically trying to give us every reason to social distance is what they're trying to do. And then they had painted circles throughout the parking lot. I should pull a public records request on how much it cost to paint these stupid circles on the on the sidewalk or the parking lot.
Right.
And so they had 6 foot circles that are 6 feet apart, so they could also demonstrate that you deserve to be written up. You deserve a citation because we have the measurements here on the concrete, and we can see you aren't social distancing. And so when we all started, it was just funny watching all the whole crowd. There's about 150, 200 people, and they just kind of came from all over town, parked and walking and everything. As we're all kind of walking up, the cops told Pastor Wilson, hey, if no one's social distancing and not wearing a mask, then we will give people citations or possibly arrest. And so Doug, before we started our first psalm, Doug said that. He said he basically relayed the police's information to us, and no one really moved. Everyone just kind of stayed. You got 200, you got about 150, 200 people just stayed there. No one really split up or social distance. And then we started singing, and I was on the edge of the crowd. I was closest to the cops. I wasn't singled out. This isn't any sort of singling out thing beyond they're singling out my church and worship and First Amendment principles. But they came up to me, asked my mom. My mom was standing to the right of me. They asked my mom, are you with this man? My mom said, yes, this is my son. So my mom was like, this is my son. She grabs my arm. And then, the guy next to me was Tyler, my good friend, Tyler. I put my arm around Tyler and I said, but this is my friend. And so when I did that, the cop said, well, I need to see your ID. And so, my response to him was, you don't need to do this. And then he said, please give me your ID. And I said, officer, you don't need to do this. You're bigger than this. You know the truth here. And then he said, I need to see your ID. And I said, officer, you need to be out here for the citizen, protecting our constitutional rights to worship and not, enforcing the mayor's edict. And he said, I don't want to arrest you. And I basically just kind of ignored what he was saying. Because it didn't, I mean, it was a mute point. And so I just used that moment to kind of preach at him. I was like, you don't need to do this, don't need to do this. And then he said one more time, if you don't give me your driver's license, I will arrest you. And so I said, you don't need to do this. And you know better than that. And so he started cuffing me to the noise, to the beautiful singing of Amazing Grace.
That's right.
Mm. You hear the handcuffs clicking on as my people are singing Amazing Grace in the background. It was a pretty powerful moment.
It was.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to let everyone see that, Gabriel, fast and have you finish the story so you can sort of explain what happened afterwards.
Please.
So here
Please.
Is the footage of that actually happening yesterday downtown.
He comes from heaven above us and in the strength of in chariots and others trust in horses, but we recall the Lord our God, strong past our own resources. Our enemies have fallen low, but we are held and upright. So save us, Lord our God and King, as we in trouble call thee.
Didn't see this happen for BLM, Gabe.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, just give us a little space, will you, please?
Yeah, the right.
Yeah, just give us a little space.
Got it.
You guys should not be doing this and doing this kind of crap for the mayor. This is embarrassing. You guys are stronger than this.
You're more shouldn't be doing this.
Your name, sir, please? You guys are tough people.
This is wrong.
You're a cop.
All right, so there was that video right there.
I love how the cop had to take the hymnal from you to put cuffs on you.
Yes.
That's great. I just caught that. I didn't see that yesterday.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I was booked in jail and they took my hymnal. Also, they gave it back to me as I'm leaving the courthouse. It was fantastic.
That's great.
Well, that's good. Okay, so Gabe, what took place? Obviously, you get arrested. There were more people that were arrested there, and so what happened as you got booked? How did this all end up?
Yeah, so my friends Sean and Rachel also got arrested. Wonderful couple. Pretty crazy moment for them also. And so they put me in the back of the police car, and they take me to the county jail. And so both the deputies are involved in this situation and the Moscow PD are involved. The deputies booked me and put me in jail. The Moscow PD brought me to the county jail. And on the way to the county jail, you know, it's only 3 minutes away. It's not very far. I'm just talking to the cop the whole time. I'm like, you know, this is unconstitutional. I have First Amendment rights. I'm just preaching to him. I know he's not really listening. But just, you know, hey man, I'm, I'm, I'm paying for a citation here. I'm paying for a court date. So I'm going to use this, my money wisely here. And I'm going to preach to everybody I can. So we get to the county courthouse and I'm getting out of the cop car. And I just said, just so you know, I also have a medical exemption in all this.
Right.
And you never asked. And I do. According to that resolution, according to the local Moscow resolution, I have a medical exemption. I'm deaf in one ear. Deaf people don't have to wear a mask. And he's like, well, I'll put that in the paperwork.
Well,
and so they did. There's an unlawful arrest.
Right.
And then they booked me. I'm in jail for about 2 hours, you know, they're going through their process. And as they're releasing me, Sean later followed me in jail. And so me and Sean were singing psalms, praying, just having it was actually a glorious moment in prison. You know, this was no real Pauline crazy persecution. It was, you know, persecution light, but it's still a glorious moment in jail with my buddy Sean. And so as they're releasing me, this is probably one of the most egregious, crazy parts about all this. They're releasing me. I'm sitting down. They're taking my information. And I look across the hallway into another office, and there's three deputies in the room, and two of them are wearing no mask and not social distancing. Mm. And as I'm leaving, I walked right into the office. I said, hey, officer, you need to arrest these deputies. They aren't social distancing and they aren't wearing a mask. Officer, arrest them. And the officer told me, he's like, just go.
just get out of here. Go. Don't call out our hypocrisy. Okay. Leave.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, no, you need to arrest them. They're not social distancing. They're not, you know, wearing a face mask. You need to arrest them. So they didn't physically force me out, but they really pushed me out of the building.
Yeah.
It was just a awkward and funny moment in it all.
Oh, man. Well, I'm grateful to God. And you're right. I mean, this could be seen as persecution light in a sense, but it's all meaningful because all tyranny, all major persecution begins in seed form. And here's a moment where you have Christians who are in this country who are protected by the Constitution, gives us the privilege, they think, the right before God to worship God. It gives us the ability to practice our religion and to practice it in public. And a key part of our religion is this, and it's you shall not lie. Thou shalt not lie. And you guys brought this up last night in your podcast. I thought it was very, very important. The demand of the government for me to pretend like I'm sick and to lie about being sick is sinful. There's a religious exemption there. And also in terms of the standard of God's law and how quarantine laws are supposed to work, this is a violation of God's standards of quarantine law. So there's religious exemption across the board here, and then you have a medical exemption that is permitted within the order itself. I had the same situation, actually, Gabe, happened to me fairly recently. I've just been going everywhere, of course, without a mask on. And sometimes in Phoenix, I'm the only person in the entire store that didn't have a mask on. But I was told I couldn't eat at a place because I didn't have a mask on. And I said, well, I have a medical exemption. And I said, are you following the governor's directives here? And she said, yes, I am. So you have to have a mask on. I said, well, if you're following what the governor said, I have a medical exemption, as I said, as well as a religious one, but I have a medical exemption, so I don't have to do it. If you're going to follow the governor's directive, then I don't have to wear it. And she said, no, you have to get out. And so there's an arbitrary application of all of these standards. It doesn't make any sense. And of course, you have the right not to wear one, but you are arrested anyways without even asking any questions. And I think I want this to come out because you guys brought this up yesterday, and I thought it was a critical part of the whole entire argument in terms of the injustice here against Christians, who are the peaceful ones, the actual supporters of the police department.
Right, that's huge.
You've got Black Lives Matter and protests against the police, defund the police protests that actually fairly recently happened in Moscow, Idaho, correct?
Yeah, in July, three different Black Lives Matter protests happened in July under the governor's resolution, and there's some level of they were disobeying the governor's resolution, but at the same time, they got a city permit to do their Black Lives Matter protest in downtown. It's real, it's real awkward, and the whole partiality in all this, I think. Now, that's whenever you have petty law like this, it's impossible to actually enforce it without partiality. But what's even more egregious on this is our own mayor on September 2nd was at a gathering of more than 50 people, not wearing a mask, not social distancing. And then he did a wedding. He officiated a wedding on September 5th without a mask and without social distancing. So here I am at a worship service and at City Hall, and I get arrested, and the mayor doesn't get arrested. Mm-hmm. Here I am at City Hall at a worship service, a First Amendment right. It's unbelievable. First Amendment right. And the deputies at the county jail are not social distancing and not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's absolutely maddening.
It's completely arbitrary. It's completely unjust. And Christians ought to care about things that are unjust and arbitrary because we believe in the Word of God as the objective standard of all truth. We have a God who's told us what is just, what is righteous, and actually what the role of government is and the boundaries of government. And so we ought to care about these things. Christianity is a comprehensive view of reality. It's a comprehensive worldview. We should care about these. By the way, take a look real fast at my screen here. This is actual photograph of the wedding that Gabe is referencing there with the mayor of Moscow from Gabe's page. And so I thought it important to see that. I don't see appropriate social distancing going on there, but he's not the one who was put in cuffs yesterday. But apparently, if you're downtown singing with Christchurch, a little too close, that is worthy of arrest in the city of Moscow right now. Okay, let me ask you, Gabe, because I know your time is short here. We're going to play some more videos when we get off with you, and I'm sure we'll have you on again soon to talk about this. Gabe, I need you to tell us, from a Christian perspective, why in the world wouldn't you just yield? Why in the world? You're out there singing songs of Jesus, but, you know, the police come and they say, stop. They don't like how close you are. And it's totally arbitrary. I understand. But, Gabe, why don't you just yield?
Yeah. There's a number of answers to that. I'll give you two. First of all, if you yield in a worship service to wearing a mask or social distancing, you're saying that the government has authority over the church, and that is false. That is not true. That is not true constitutionally, and that is not true in the Bible. Jesus is king. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and the Constitution also restricts the government making any laws or restrictions or regulations against religious worship services, against churches. And so there's a constitutional and biblical argument on why wearing a mask is giving into the lie that the government has some sort of authority over the church. Secondly, and practically in all this, there's no pandemic here in our county at all, period, zero, zilch. No one's been hospitalized and no one's died to this virus, zero. You know, define me a pandemic where no one's died and no one's been hospitalized.
Right.
You can't. Right. You can't. There's no emergency definition that you can come up with to define this as a pandemic. And so, you know, you brought this up already, Jeff, but what we've believed a lie. And then now we want everyone to pretend the emperor has clothes on. And so Christians have a duty, whether it's a small lie, a big lie. And this is actually a big lie. This is not a small lie.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wear a mask because of the pandemic. That's a big lie. And so we as Christians have a duty to lead our culture against lies and the effects of the devil. And we are not doing that. I mean, I mean, how many pastors are standing up besides John MacArthur and, you know, a couple pastors here and there nationwide? Not very many. You could probably count on a handful of the pastors that you can trust in a foxhole right now.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. You guys said on your podcast last night, I encourage you guys all to go check it out over at Cross Politic. Obviously, emotions were strong and I think like worthy and good. It was a great episode last night. It was phenomenal. They came fresh out of the arrest situation. Gabe came into the studio and so they got to talk about some of that stuff. Very powerful stuff. One of the things that Pastor Toby had said yesterday was that knowing Jesus makes free people, knowing Jesus saves people so that they actually have the spiritual divine gift of self-control. And so when you have people who know Jesus, they're under his rule, they are a self-controlled population, they are a self-governing population. So when you kick Jesus out of your culture, now you have people who have no self-control. Who steps in to actually maximize the control of a culture? Well, it's government. And they'll do it in unjust ways and in irresponsible ways, in irrational ways, and completely arbitrary ways. And so I think what's important for us as Christians in the midst of all of this is to actually face some of this stuff down with boldness and courage. Speaking of, coming soon is the Fight Laugh Feast Conference.
Yeah.
It's going to be in, Franklin, Tennessee. It was supposed to be in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. Franklin, Tennessee. So Fight, Laugh, Feast. And you can see that they mean it when they say it in Moscow, fight. It's important for us to make sure that we're standing up for righteousness and the culture and justice. So real fast, Gabe, let's get everyone to the conference. Tell everyone what's happening, how to get there.
Yeah, make sure we actually can't take signups anymore. We're more than full. We've overfilled past demand.
Well, never mind.
Club members can live stream. So anybody can sign up for a club membership and live stream Jeff Durbin, Pastor Doug Wilson, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin. So it's going to be a great time. The conference actually kicks off with a psalm sing, which is what I got arrested for last night. And yeah, I can't wait to fellowship and hang out with everybody. And just get into a crowd that wants to fight and wants to love Jesus and wants the gospel to take over the world. I also want to make sure I invite everybody to a psalm sing tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at City Hall here in Moscow, Idaho. So please, if you're around the area, if you're in driving distance, get down here. Love to have 1,000 people at City Hall singing psalms to Jesus.
Woo! I love it. No, you need to do it. And I mean, there's two things happening in Moscow here with the psalm singing. One, and they're both legitimate. It's worship of our God.
Mm.
Two, it's peaceful protest.
Right.
And singing psalms is warfare, baby. So it needs to be done. And
Paul says it's not against flesh and blood. So
that's right. That's right. So, Gabe, I love you, brother. Proud of you and grateful to God for your stand and looking forward to see how the faithfulness of Christ Church, you, other members, Cross Politic, our boys. Tell everyone we said hi, and we're looking forward to seeing them next week.
Hey, man, love you guys. Thank you.
Love
hey,
you, brother.
Hey, bro, you can't see me, but your show last night inspired me to wear my rowdy Christian media shirt. So
awesome, man.
I got you. And we will have a booth. Jeff will be speaking. I know Gabe mentioned that. And we'll have an End Abortion Now booth at the conference. So come and say hi if you're coming to that.
That's right.
Conference.
But we'll be there anyway, so if you guys can't get tickets, definitely do what Gabe said. Make sure you guys live stream that. Take a look at everything going on. Great speakers, important stuff we're talking about. And Gabe, real fast, have you left yet?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay, so I think with the message that I was trying to contemplate, like, why did Gabe give me this message? I think it's a great message, but it's something I would probably do over three. I was like, he either hates me or he knows that if he split it into three, I'd probably go for like hours. So he's like, I'll make this where Jeff has to like squeeze. He has to condense.
You got 60 minutes, man.
60 minutes. He has to condense. And I think the title is How Van Til Would Take Down BLM, LGBT, and Abortion. Which
only 60 minutes?
It's 60 minutes. So
you better have an air horn ready, Gabe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited to do it, man. I'm actually working on it, so I'm excited.
Good. Well, we put that together. We know that's your lane, and we want to hear from you, man.
Good, brother. All right, man. Love you, dude. I'll see you next week.
Love you, dude.
All right, guys. Love you.
Later.
All right. Hey, everybody. I want to show you more. I got more video. Gabe was short on time, so we weren't able to keep him on. We'd like to keep him on the whole time, but I wanted to show you some more video. So I'll do it this way. This is a little gentler version. So here are two of the other members of Christ Church. This was their interaction with the police. I won't play all of it because it is 3 minutes long. It's a little longer. So this was two of the other members. There was just three arrested. Others were cited. If you see this couple, they're the most gentle-looking, gracious couple ever, and they're the ones being arrested. So here you go. Here's the content.
We respectfully, honorably, will not. Okay. So.
I need you to back up.
We shouldn't be doing this. A lot of people there. If you have to do a follow-up. We understand.
Back up.
So you got all these people, you know, close together here worshiping Jesus, and here's the part where they get arrested. Why pick out these two people?
And they look rowdy. They look like they're just up to no good.
Singing the doxology, baby. That's a powerful moment right there.
You can tell that, like,
these Moscowites are used to this sort of thing, because they're not even fazed by it.
Not even fazed.
Like, they just keep singing like nothing's going down.
They're good to go. They're focused on Jesus right there. Look at that. Singing the doxology while getting cuffs on. That's got to be like a pretty cool milestone in your life, because yeah. You know what I mean? If somebody could say to me, like, what would the context, what would you want it to look like if you were going to be arrested? Like,
that would
I'd be
it.
Like, I'd love to go out singing the doxology. It's great.
Yeah, pray for this young couple. I can't remember their names. I know Gabe was saying that they weren't handling it as well as he was. Yeah. You can tell she looks pretty terrified. So
yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it gets real when people put cuffs on you. My goodness. Yeah.
Look, there's Merkel.
That's right. My son August, because at the end of church we do the doxology at Apologia Church always, and everyone comes and raises their hands to do the doxology, and so that's what he's been raised in since he was born last December, and so now when we go to the front of church he has his hand up.
Yeah.
He's only 9 months old and he puts his hand up for the doxology and for the other songs because he sees everyone doing it, so he loves it. So, I wanted to show you that moment. Is, you know, this is, they're all singing to Jesus. Obviously, it's an intense situation. Nobody knows what's going to happen exactly. Gabe's arrested. This brother and sister are arrested. And then I think when they cart Gabe off, that is where our boy Darren Doan has some words. So you see here is going to be Chocolate Knox and Darren Doan have words for the police. And you should see this.
And I was going to say, if you go to their episode they did last night, like emergency episode they call it or something, there's another video between what we just showed you and between this one that they play on the show. But I think it was Darren's raw footage that he's using for something else, so I don't think it's up anywhere. But there's a lot more going on there. You guys need to check that out if you haven't seen it.
All right, so this is the conflict after Gabe is taken off. This is Darren Doan and Chocolate Knox interacting with the police. And I think you should listen to what's being said. I would just want to sort of prepare you for this. Christchurch has the City of Moscow Police Department. They have their back. They've encouraged them. They've sent encouraging messages to them during this whole pandemic and rioting and looting and all the rest. They've told them that we're here to encourage you, to bless you. When there was defund the police stuff going on, Christchurch was making sure the police knew that we love you guys. We want to encourage you, want to support you. And now that same police department is taking away members of Christchurch for a completely arbitrary reason and for something that is not ultimately just in terms of an arrest and punishment. And so this is it's an intense moment, but I think it's righteous anger.
Everybody here backed you up when they said defund you.
We're the ones that got Charles back, man.
And everybody came here to back you up. And you didn't arrest anybody over there. You did nothing while they said defund you.
You are ashamed.
And everybody here would back you up. Everybody here would take a bullet for any of you. Amen. And everybody there that wanted you dead, that wanted you defunded.
We fought for you.
You didn't
there.
Do anything.
We want you guys.
My wife called you guys and said we had your back. We were
Who's
with
got
you.
Your back? Everybody here, you crossed the line today. You crossed
Shame.
The line today.
With what? You broke your oath. You are oath breakers.
So,
that's Aaron Wrench, by the way, the bass mouth.
The bass, Gabe's, bass mouth.
Gabe's
boom.
Brother, you can. Sure.
What do you call him? He's your favorite wrench.
He's my favorite wrench.
He's
yeah.
your favorite wrench.
I love Gabe. I love Aaron. They're both awesome.
Yeah. It's an intense moment and an important moment. That, you know, what's difficult, obviously, for everyone to wrap their minds around here is how we can have riots and looting taking place across the entire country. You can have people standing side by side together doing protests for Black Lives Matter, for Karl Marx, for all that they are doing. And, you know, that's called peaceful protest. And we say, oh, guys, we really understand. You have a First Amendment protected, you know, speech right. You have the right to gather, peacefully protest, all that. So you're allowed to do these things, even in the midst of a pandemic. But as soon as you have, same city that there was just defund the police and BLM protests in, as soon as you have Christchurch, people singing songs to Jesus outside of City Hall in Moscow, Idaho, that's where you start seeing people getting citations and arrests. Obviously, it's unjust, and obviously, we need to start caring as Christians. Because listen, here's the deal. if this can happen, and by the way, we love Moscow, Idaho. Like whenever I get a chance to go up there to film stuff with them, to speak with Doug or whatever the case may be, I mean, this is like they're like family to us. Moscow is like, it feels like a second home in many ways to us because we go there and we know our way around. We get to stay at Darren's house most of the time. And it's just, it's like, it really is like family. You got to understand, and Gabe's right, Moscow, Idaho, you know, very conservative area, but at the same time, it's right next to the University of Idaho, which is hyper liberal.
Maybe that too.
Yeah, hyper liberal and just dramatic in the sense of the commitments that they have and the worldview that they have, and its opposition to the Christian worldview. So it's a weird area because, like, sometimes you're there and you're like, man, does Christchurch own this whole town? Right? They own the great businesses on Main Street. They own businesses all over town. I mean, you run into Christchurch members all over town. You see the impact that church is having for the glory of God on their city and then globally. And sometimes you're like, man, this place, like Christchurch is doing it right, right? But there's like this other segment of Moscow that is, it's very liberal, leftist, unbelieving, radical. And so you see those two communities coming into collision quite a lot. And it's,
and there's Washington State right across.
That's right. Like, I mean, they're right
10 miles
there.
Away.
It's just like right there.
On the border.
Yeah, it's right on the edge.
Pullman,
there.
Yeah.
Pullman, yeah. And so, you know, knowing the context of the area, you can see it's obvious. It's obvious that the government and police department in Moscow, Idaho, is really siding with a more leftist, destructive ideology in terms of what will be permitted within the city limits. But what is apparently not permitted is worshiping Jesus too closely together. And it is interesting, too. We talk about government. In America, you can thank God for the Christian worldview for the formal government that was supposed to be operating and is supposed to be operating today. You should thank the Christian worldview for that, the checks and balances, representative government, understanding that, look, we have Jesus, he's the king, we don't need another king, there's no king but Christ, that sort of a thing. You know, there's a context that gave us this nation, and it's a Christian context, it's a biblical context. Thank God for the Scottish Covenanters who helped create this country, the Puritans, the biblical worldview, those post-millennialist baby, they did a good job. It wasn't perfection, it wasn't a utopia, but what was good was definitely good because it was from God's word. But when we hear about representative government, it means that from a Christian perspective, that the government is supposed to be under God, first and foremost, but it's supposed to represent the will of the people. It's supposed to represent the will of the people. And you actually see this happening across the country, not just in Moscow. You have people knowing the data, knowing the statistics, knowing the facts, and in a place like Moscow, not one death from COVID. Not one death. Not one death.
Right.
And yet, these people are having their businesses and livelihoods destroyed in many cases, and they're being told to pretend like they're sick 24 hours a day in public, even when worshiping Jesus, singing songs, which is a constitutionally protected right. And they're doing it in public outside. Wasn't even indoors. It was outside. And then they arbitrarily pluck certain people out. You know, you got Gabe and the sweet Christian couple. They pull out. Totally arbitrary. Right. Totally nonsense. But what's interesting here is that you've got people, like Gabe said, going to the city council, and you've got the weight of the community saying, hey, stop. The face mask thing, like, we know what the CDC says about it. You know, this isn't doing what you're saying is doing. You're going to make us wear this till January of 2021. So the community comes out in opposition. It's supposed to be a representative government. It's supposed to be a representative government. And this is what I'm getting to here, guys, is this. World view matters. Nobody is neutral. Nobody's neutral. Nobody is neutral. Everybody has pre-commitments. And you know what? Watch this. Check this out. Do you know, you want to hear the proof? You want to hear the absolute proof, undeniable proof, that everybody understands this and nobody is neutral. What's all the fuss right now about the Supreme Court seat? Why are leftists, radical leftists and unbelievers and the liberals on this side over here, why are they freaking out so much about a Supreme Court seat? Because right. Wait a second, I thought it's just a nation of laws, right? Isn't it just justice? Isn't it just, well, we have case law and we have laws? It doesn't matter. Like, if you're supposed to watch, if it's equal weights and measures, right, and justice is blind, then what's it matter who's sitting in that seat? Justice is blind.
Right.
Ah, because we all understand, and leftists understand it too, that worldviews matter, that nobody's neutral. You cannot be neutral. And they know if you put a butt into a seat belonging to a human being in this world, they're going to own a worldview. They're going to have a perspective through which they filter facts and they decipher issues of justice. Nobody's neutral. And you have to understand, in the situation we're in right now, even with the Supreme Court seats, everybody understands neutrality is a myth. It's a myth. That's why everyone's freaking out about whose butt's in that seat, because neutrality is a myth. Mm-hmm. And that's here's the point. Why I say all this? Because worldview matters. And my challenge to all of us as Christians is just that. Worldviews matter. And so that means that if you hold to the Christian worldview, if you're submitted to Jesus Christ as King, Lord, and Savior, and you're saved, worldview matters, and the Christian worldview is comprehensive. I say to hell with the truncated gospel of the 21st century that says, oh, the Christian worldview, it's just about, you know, a couple propositions about this person called Jesus, and like you have to pray this magic prayer, and like you're going to heaven one day. I say to hell with that. Hmm. And I mean, that's where it belongs, in the pit of hell. It's a lie. Jesus is King, and his authority is over everything in heaven and on earth, which means that those police officers, God-ordained government in Moscow, those police officers are supposed to obey Jesus and not the mayor of Moscow. That's a comprehensive view of the Christian worldview, guys. Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Go into all the world, preach the gospel, you win the nations, you teach them to obey Jesus. Well, in the case of what's happening in Moscow, they Christchurch has a right to teach the police department to obey Jesus. Your law is unjust. It's not in accordance with God's will. You need to not uphold this directive of the mayor or the governor or whoever puts this nonsense out. And the police department in Moscow, Idaho, should obey Jesus and righteous standards of law.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I was just going to say that I've been reading, I'm getting ready to teach a chapter out of God and Governments from Gary DeMar, and it's on justice and like how do we, you know, issue like the death penalty and stuff like that. It's a really awesome chapter. But Gary was talking about Germany. And which, by the way, did you see those the abortion laws there?
I did see that. Yes.
That's crazy. I was reading it and I was like, I'm trying not to get too far off track here, but Germany had anti-abortion laws prior to 1933 before Hitler came into power, and then they slowly eased out of those and started to allow abortions. But I'm like reading it and I was like, man, this sounds so much like our laws already on the books in Arizona, and like I looked it up and they're almost identical.
Mm.
But anyways. The point I was going to make was Gary was saying that the Germans loved Hitler's Germany so much because the state was Messiah. The state was providing for them, giving them things. And so he made a great point that the Germans as a whole were willing to overlook the Holocaust, willing to overlook the Jews being slaughtered because they knew if they said something, then they would no longer get the Messiah, the state, taking care of them.
Mm.
And so I'm just thinking through that, like even in this situation with the masks and so many people saying just, you know, like Hawaii, we're talking about this, was that Conover last night? Like with Hawaii, it's like people are just, whatever the state says, they're take care of us. So whatever, you know, so they're just hook, line, sinker, eating tyranny just like a buffet, right? Like, because they know what comes with that. Unfortunately, they don't see far enough ahead to see the negative things that eventually come with it.
Right
now it's everything's great, but they're not smart enough to see that there's serious consequences, which history has clearly shown us. They're just, you know, that's why studying history is so important, because you just look back at what other tyrannical rulers have done.
That's right. And you know, you look at a situation like happened in Moscow yesterday with our friend Gabe Wrench, and you see that he was arrested. It was relatively cool. They were at least respectful in terms of, like, you know, they weren't abusive with him and throwing him down to the ground, that sort of a thing. But it's over social distancing. Well, this video just dropped I believe today. It's the first time I've seen it. This video just dropped here, and it is a woman arrested at a middle school football game for not wearing a mask. Now, I've got to warn you, I can't do any beeping of this out right now. So if you're watching this right now around kids, you might want to turn it down just a little bit. Don't leave us, but just turn it down for a little bit so you can kind of see the video itself. I didn't get a chance to really edit this video, but this just came out. Again, woman arrested in middle school football game for not wearing a mask. Now, I'm going to point this out as you go to the video. It seems like the people around her, the families are spread out pretty far apart in terms of the people watching this football game. But it seems like members of her family around her actually have masks on. It's my understanding in reading some of the comments and some of the stuff that are reported on this, she actually has asthma and she can't wear it for long periods of time. And I want to point out that she's also outside. So, you know, talk about how far this can go. Well, how'd you like to be at a football game with your mom or aunt or sister and this happened to her? So there you go. I just wanted to show you an example of something that's happening at a park near you or at a game near you. The whole idea of arresting somebody for not pretending to be sick is, I think, vile. And this sort of thing is tyrannical. It is unjust. And I think it's time for Christians to start calling it out. Because, you know, here's the deal. Love your neighbor goes beyond one category of neighbor or one segment of neighbor. It goes to love your neighbor. Well, I want to show love to this woman. I mean, if she's got a medical issue where she can't wear the mask for long periods of time, I can't. I can't wear the mask for long periods of time. I get headaches. I get super dizzy. I start to be, I start to get faint. I start to lose my ability to think properly, breathing in things I wasn't supposed to be breathing in all day long. So I legitimately cannot wear the mask for extended periods of time. It's very, very difficult. Well, here's a woman, you know, she's out at a game with friends and family watching a game outside in the open air. And other members who were next to her actually are wearing the mask, but she isn't. She didn't do anything wrong. And you have a police officer manhandling an image bearer of God over something that is completely and entirely unjust. And you should care because we're Christians. We're supposed to love our neighbors. Loving your neighbor goes beyond loving the potentially sick person. It goes into loving everybody and making sure we do that in a way that is meaningful and comprehensive. Luke, you want to add anything before we leave today?
I'm hopeful that if you watch the Cross Politics episode, they were saying, Toby kept saying, this is a good thing. And I agree.
I totally agree. It's a good thing.
And I'm hopeful that this spurs on Christians to wake up and to quit just sitting around watching things go down and to actually stand up for truth and to stand against tyranny. Toby had a quote that I'm going to steal from him. I have a lot of those I've stolen from him. But he said the gospel confronts the culture. It doesn't coddle it.
Right.
Like, man, I love Toby so much, but I was like, it's so right. Like, the gospel, it came to destroy all rivals. It's a two-edged sword. Like, it's not here to coddle the culture. It's here to confront it. So I hope that this just spurs on the church. So.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, thank you guys so much for watching today. Make sure you spread this content far and wide. We want to let people know what's happening inside Moscow. I agree with Pastor Toby. and all the guys across politics. This is a good thing. Whenever you have moments like this, it's actually good for the church. When John MacArthur is persecuted by Los Angeles, state of California, for continuing to hold worship services, I know that it's a painful moment, but it is a providential moment.
Yes.
It's a powerful moment because persecution in the history of the whole history of the Christian church, persecution, if it's done any one thing besides spread the gospel and grow the church, persecution actually opens the eyes of God's bride to her condition and her circumstances, and it generally wakes her up, and it emboldens her. It sharpens her commitments. It puts a grip around them. And so when we think about the persecutions going on right now and the difficulties and the injustice that's going on right now, it's a good thing. God is sovereign over all of it. I'm looking forward to how God's going to use this. But here's the deal. When this persecution arrives and you see the evil and you see the injustice and you see all that's going on, my duty as a Christian is to actually firm up my commitments to the Word of God, to His truth, and now start humbly and boldly proclaiming the truth in the public square. So my challenge to you is this, pastorally, my challenge to my church is this. Go read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts. Look at how the early church, filled with the Spirit of God, engaged the culture with the good news of the kingdom. Look at how they did it. They did it in a way that actually started riots. They did it in a way that actually started the process of them getting thrown into jail, being beaten, Paul says, times without number, then danger constantly. People are taking oaths never to eat until they've killed Paul. Those sorts of things are taking place. You know, Christians early on were proclaiming the truth in a way that, of course, that was gracious and compassionate, but it was bold. They just told the truth, and they called people to repent of their sin and trust in Jesus Christ, who is the King of the world. Well, that should be the message of the 21st century Christian church in the West. Same situation all over the world. I understand that globally, but man, the West, we were so impacted by the gospel and the Christian worldview, and now we've just stepped away from any concern for the culture around us. And it's devastating us. And so my hope is that God, by His Spirit, uses moments like this to wake her up. To wake her up.
Yeah, and I you know, I talked about this earlier. I love something Darren Doan said in that show last night. He was like, I love him. He's like, where's your pastor at? Where's your pastor at? Because you got Doug leading the whole thing in the middle. And you got Toby over here, you know, supporting Gabe. And he's right. Like, we need more Dougs, more Tobys. We need more men like John MacArthur who say, you know what? I haven't been able to have a jail ministry yet, so go ahead and arrest me.
Let's get on it.
You know,
I think we said something similar to that when we decided not to close worship ever for COVID. It was something like, well, if we go to jail, we go to jail. We'll start preaching the gospel in jail. Yeah. And so, yeah, we pray that God raises up godly pastors as leaders, but aside from that, we pray that God opens the eyes of His church and we start preaching the truth in love and with boldness. Humble boldness, guys.
Amen.
All right, guys. We'll check you guys out next time on Apologia Studios, Apologia Radio. Check out ApologiaStudios.com. Don't forget, God blessed us with something incredible. You know we've been talking about it for a long time. We're going to add to All Access. We got word that it's going to happen, and so we're praising God for that. Encourage you to sign up with us right now for All Access. You're going to get content galore. I mean, TV show after show, Apology Academy, great stuff, but now it's going to be completely changed. And if you partner with us in ministry now, you're going to get that old donation price, which is $9.95. Is that what it is?
Yes.
When the price goes up, because it's going to have to go up for all the content we're going to be putting in there, I mean, it's going to be incredible. When the price goes up, because we have to pay for like bandwidth and we have to pay for like data transfers, when it goes up, it's not going to affect anybody who's a partner with us right now. And so encourage you to sign up as soon as you can. Apologia All Access at ApologiaStudios.com. Pray for our friends at Christ Church, Moscow, Idaho. We'll catch you guys right here next week on Apologia Radio.
Peace out.